This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Who created the moon?
He's Allah Almighty.
Welcome back to the program, Know Your Lord. We were discussing about some of the greatest names and attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Number one, we talked about Allah, the greatest name of all. We talked about Al-Ahad, the one who is unique and who has got no rivals, no partners, no peers in his divinity, in his lordship and his names and attributes. And we talked about Al-A'la, who is the most high. Another name and attribute of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Al-Akram. Al-Akram is the one who is the most bountiful one. Allah mentions this name in the Quran, in Surah Al-Alaq. Surah Al-Alaq, Surah number 96, Ayah number 3. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He is Al-Akram, meaning the most bountiful one. Allah's bounty, Allah's generosity, Allah's generosity is unique. It is not comparable with anybody else. Allah is the most unique in providing His bounty. He is the one, out of His bounty, He gives us life. He grows up alive. He brings up the entire creation. With His generosity, He gives even to those. He gives even to those who do not worship Him. He gives even to those who associate partners with Him. He gives to those who deny His existence. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Al-Akram, the most bountiful one. His bounty is unique and He's the most generous. He's the most bountiful one who showers the favors, the blessings, the ni'mah on all of us. He is Al-Akram. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Al-Ilah. Al-Ilah means the God. The God to whom all the creation rushes back with absolute worship of Him. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He is Al-Ilah. Al-Ilah is the God to whom the whole creation rushes with absolute love and satisfaction in order to worship Him. Al-Ilah is the one whose remembrance gives peace to the soul. Al-Ilah is the God who is the ultimate protector of all time. Al-Ilah is the God whose creation is amazed by looking at His glory. Al-Ilah is the one God who deserves our worship. Al-Ilah is the God who is beyond our comprehension. But He, Al-Ilah, the God, is aware of everything. Al-Ilah is the God who provides and helps us in our times of need. Al-Ilah is the God through whom the whole creation rushes with absolute love and tranquility. Al-Ilah is again one of the greatest names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's names are most beautiful. His attributes are of perfection. Among the names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is also Al-Awwal. Al-Awwal means the first. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says, Allah, O Allah, You are the first and there was nothing before You. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Al-Awwal. He is the first, which means, which indicates that He comes first in our lives. In our lives, He comes first. The first priority is Al-Awwal. Allah is our priority. Al-Awwal is the one who is first. Before Him, there was no existing. There was nothing that existed before Al-Awwal. And logically, He being the creator, He being the God, Al-Awwal, befits him, as there was nothing before Al-Awwal. And how can it be when he himself is the creator? He is the cause of the creation. He is Al-Awwal. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions this name, Al-Awwal, in Surah Hadid, Surah number 57, Ayah number 3. He is Al-Awwal. He comes first for our love. He comes first for our worship. He comes first for our respect. He comes first whom we can trust upon. He comes first on our reliance. He comes first in our love. He comes first with all kinds of help. It is He whom we should run after. He is Al-Awwal. He is the first whom we should run after and seek His help. Among the attributes and the names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is also Al-Akhir. He is the last. Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam says, O Allah, You are the last and there is nothing after You. Allah being the creator, being the one who is ever living, there is nothing which is going to be after Him. He is the last. He is the last who is going to be there for all, for after all the things, when all the things come to an end, He is going to be there. Al-Akhir. And Al-Akhir, which means the last, is mentioned in Surah Hadid, Surah number 57, Ayah number 3. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is also Al-Dhahir. Al-Dhahir means the most evident, the most clear, the most high. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's existence is so obvious, is so clear, that it is more obvious than the creation of this world. For those who want to seek, ponder and reflect upon the signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He is Al-Dhahir, the great. He is Al-Dhahir, meaning the one who is evident. He is the high. He is most evident. And His signs are to be seen in the world, all around us and within us, that He is Al-Dhahir, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Al-Dhahir is again mentioned in Surah Hadid, Surah number 57, Ayah number 3. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is also Al-Batin. Al-Batin means the hidden, the most near. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's existence is there, but we from our sensory perception cannot comprehend Him. We know the signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and He is most hidden. He is aware of the most internal matters of our heart. He is well aware. He is most near to us. What we think He knows, what are we going to think He knows, what we thought He knows, He is the most hidden. He is the most near. Al-Batin. And this attribute of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is mentioned in Surah Hadid, Surah number 57, Ayah number 3. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given these names and attributes so that we may do the following things. We have talked about 9 names and attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And these 9 names and attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what are we going to do with them? We are going to memorize all these names and attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with fullest of conviction that these names are most beautiful. These attributes are of perfection. We are going to understand their meanings, to get closer to the reality of what it means. We are going to reflect upon these names: Al-A'la, Al-Ahad, Al-Akram, Al-Ahad, Allah, Al-Ilah, Al-Zahir, Al-Batin, Al-Awwal, Al-Akhir. We are going to reflect upon these names and attributes. We are going to relate our lives with these names and attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We are going to ponder and relate it with our lives. And how are we going to relate it? In all our matters of worship. Allah is the one whom we will go and ask for any help and do sujood and make Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala close to you, Allah will respond to you. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He is always there to welcome you. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He loves that a slave remembers Him. We need to remember these names and attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and relate it with our lives. Make it a part of your life. Let your children know these names and attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Let them understand the power of these names and attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the only God can be understood only when we know these names and attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When we know that Allah is Allah, Allah is Al-A'la, Allah is Al-Akram, Allah is Al-Ilah, Allah is Al-Awwal, Allah is Al-Akhir, Allah is Al-Zahir, Allah is Al-Batin. When we know, comprehend these names and attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then, my dear brothers and sisters, we are going to get closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And also, we need to use these names in order to call Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by using these names. How many of us, and when was the last time that you call Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by saying, Allah, Ya Allah, help me. Ya A'la, You are the most high. Elevate me in the matters of risk, in the matters of sustenance. Ya Al-Akram, You are the one who is the most bountiful one. Your bounty is unique. You are the most generous. Oh Allah, Oh Al-Akram, bless me. When was the last time we call Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with the name Al-Awwal? Ya Allah, You are Al-Awwal. You are the first whom I will come for any kind of help. How many times do we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by using His names? Al-Zahir. Oh Allah, You are the most high. You are the one who is most evident. I will worship You alone. When was the last time that you call Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as Al-Ilah? Al-Ilah is the God whose remembrance gives peace to your souls. So my dear brothers and sisters, what are we going to do with these names? We have to memorize them. We have to understand their meanings. We have to ponder over them. We have to reflect upon them. We have to relate them in our lives so that we have the strongest connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we are going to call Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by using these names. And last but not at all the least, share these names, propagate these names to all the people, to your families, to your friends, to all the people. Let them know, let them get close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through all these names and attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. With this, we end our session, and inshallah, in the coming episodes, we shall continue with the rest of the names and attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Till then, keep yourself busy in memorizing and comprehending the names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and get connected with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wa akhiru da'wana an ilhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.
Who created the sun?
He's Allah Almighty.
Who created the moon?
He's Allah Almighty. Who runs the rivers and lakes?
He's Allah Almighty.
Who runs the clouds full of rain?
He's Allah Almighty. Who forgives us when we commit many sins?
Allah Almighty.
Who looks down on us? Tell me who He is.
Allah Almighty.
And when you meet Allah, you should be so proud. And then you'd shout it to Him out loud.